Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones. Show.
Come on, Bobby.
Yep.
Morning, and good morning, studio!
Morning!
Welcome to Thursday's show. Ray, our audio producer, I'm sorry, his new adult name, Raymond, has downloaded an app that he thinks is making his life better. What's it called?
The Sprinkle of Jesus?
The Sprinkle of Jesus app. And what's this?
Well, during the day, randomly, you'll get a little message from God, and he'll say, hey, I'm thinking about you. Hope your day's going good. Remember to stay positive. And so I'd say probably 3 times a day, I get a message from God. And it's just a text message.
Hmm.
And then also, another feature on it is instead of praying, you just text your prayer to God. And then he'll be like, I received your prayer, and I'm
this
praying
like
for you.
2017 communication.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's
crazy.
Hold on. Did you pay for this app?
It's free.
Oh, it's
but are there ads?
Yeah, a little bit. But I'll
who are the ads from?
From Jesus.
Devotionals that you can buy and Bibles.
Okay.
But I'll just be sitting there randomly watching sports. I'll get a message. Hey, it's God thinking about you.
Well, that's a good reminder.
they're monetizing this.
Yeah, but it's not God,
it's like, not God
messaging you.
I know it's not really, and I think Ray knows it's really not God.
Ray?
Right?
What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, how does it know when to message you? There was a time I was actually kind of depressed, and I got a message, and it said, keep your spirits up. Don't get too down. God.
Well, hey. I mean, that actually that's could awesome. Be great for people.
I think it'd be
I
amazing if there wasn't some sort of money involved.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But he
because it's
it
just
free.
Some guy named
hey,
Jimmy probably sitting at his
Jim's
desk.
Jim's got
to
eat.
But maybe God speaks to Jim and yeah. tells him to open this app and send a message.
I mean, you know what? If it's making your life better,
I agree.
Who am I to go and know?
I've like been it. Telling my friends. That's why I told you guys. I'm like, hey, you got to get
so
sprinkled.
But instead of texting like a prayer to God, you could just actually pray and take
right,
less time.
Right.
Correct. Less, you don't really need Jim.
Less data.
I thought it was a different like thing I've never done before. So if you're, you know, maybe wanting to pray, just text them at prayer.
But what yeah. if you just do this? Dear God. It's me, Bobby.
You can also do that.
You can also do that.
Yeah.
But you prefer the texting method.
I thought it was pretty cool to text, your prayer has been received, God.
To get a reply? It shows up.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I mean,
wow.
that's cool. Wait,
like, God signs it? Like, it says God?
I mean, the received is God.
Wow. All right.
Whatever makes you feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's it called?
Sprinkle of Jesus.
Sprinkle of Jesus.
I like
there
it.
Bobby Bones.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
All right, got you a good one here for your Thursday. When Cecilia Sella was 5 months pregnant, an ultrasound showed there was a mass on her baby's heart. they were like, this is not good. So they had to go have a fetal surgery to save the baby. Wow. They operated while the baby was in the womb. They removed the mass on the baby while the baby was in the womb. The operation was successful. 10 weeks later, gave birth.
Wow. That's so fascinating.
Only the second child to ever survive this rare fetal surgery. So shout out to the doctors at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, because that's crazy and amazing and it's awesome.
Wow.
Just wow.
Props.
I see you. I see you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymond. In weather news, storms are hitting the south. A large tornado touched down in Georgia, causing a lot of damage. Some places saw baseball-sized hail. In other news, an F-16 crashed in suburban Maryland. Luckily, the pilot escaped the plane with a parachute and is doing fine. And finally, in sports, golf's biggest weekend, the Masters, starts today in Augusta, Georgia, goes all the way till Sunday.
All right, time for your good news here on Thursday. Tell me something good starts now.
Tell me something good.
All right, I'm going to go first. While most high school seniors would just be excited to get into one Ivy League college, a New Jersey student has her choice of all of them. She's the head of the student government, and she's going to study biology, and she applied to every Ivy League school. And she got into every one of them. Brown, Columbia, Cornell, Dartmouth, Harvard, University of Pennsylvania, Princeton, and Yale.
Wow, it's impressive.
Holy cow.
To say the least.
Your thoughts on that, Lunchbox?
I mean, I could have gone to those schools, but I chose the University of Texas at San Antonio.
Wait, why could you have gone to those schools? You have to get into those schools.
Yeah, I didn't apply.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why we didn't go. Why. We didn't apply.
Amy?
So this mom with a crying baby on a Southwest flight thought she was getting in trouble when she was called to the back of the plane by the flight attendant, but he really called her back there to blow bubbles with the baby that was crying. And once he started blowing bubbles, the kid stopped crying, and then it also like soothed the mother because she was freaking out because she didn't want to like disrupt other passengers, and it just all around was like an amazing thing for the flight attendant to do.
Look at that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Kids. Man, you're going to be happy. Amy's two kids. They're going to be here soon. She's adopting.
And might have never flown before.
Ever.
Ever. They've ever. So I'm nervous about how that's going to go down, but maybe I'll take some bubbles.
You'll have to fly them from Haiti to America.
To Miami, and then Miami to Nashville.
And they've never been on an airplane.
No. The first time they saw an airplane was a few months ago when we were there, and we took them to the airport, and my husband showed them an airplane. Like, from afar.
And what were they like?
They couldn't believe it. They watched the airplanes take off, and they were just all in amazement. I mean, of course, they'd seen them fly 30,000 feet, like, in the sky at the orphanage, but up and close like that, taking off, they were like, it was amazing. It was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
They're going to, when they get to America and they move into the house, I mean, it's going to be like shock. Everything's going to be shock.
So many firsts, like, yes. A lot of firsts.
That we take for granted.
Yeah.
And that you probably don't even know yet.
I know. I'm excited.
Oh, boy. Lunchbox, give me something good.
J.J. Watt, we know who he is, plays in the NFL for the Houston Texans. Well, his fourth grade teacher was retiring, and so J.J. Watt surprised her and showed up at the retirement party because she was the first teacher to ever say, you know what, you could probably make it in the NFL one day.
Wow.
And that's when he got his dream and was like, man, and so he went back and surprised her. Pretty cool. But I'll tell you what, fourth grade teacher, I didn't like mine.
This is Tell Me Something Good.
Yeah.
Lunchbox is editorial.
Yeah. I'm just telling you, Miss Kangas was not very nice.
All right, there you go. What'd you do yesterday? Anything cool?
Too much. Errands, dentist, more decorating.
I saw your
kids
Instagram
stuff.
Where you had your teeth busted.
Yeah, I've been dealing with a little bit of that lately. Almost like a month now, but it's getting under control. And then decorated more at the house, did stuff, and then got a little food poisoning, which was awesome.
Yeah, I got your email in the middle of the night. Amy's like, I got stuff coming out of holes. And I'm like, whoa, I didn't say that. Basically, I was just translating.
But that's not what I said. I said my husband said it'll pass soon because he got the exact same thing, and he just got it quicker than I did.
Are you tired?
Like, I haven't hit that wall yet. Mm-hmm, no. Mm-mm.
The food poisoning exhaustion wall?
Yeah, it's probably
What'd
coming.
What'd you eat?
We can't figure it out. I don't know if it's something I cooked. He's blaming it on something I cooked.
Yeah. Blame it all on her food.
Now
she's got the poop.
No, that's not what
but
I had.
She's still here this morning. Mm-mm. No?
Both of it was the other way.
Okay.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
It's crazy to see stores from when we were kids start to close because they're just not cool anymore.
Yeah.
I guess Payless is closing.
They're closing 400 stores nationwide. It's a lot.
Wow.
As a kid,
there were two places I got shoes. Uh-huh. One, my mom had a credit card at JCPenney, and that's where I would get school shoes.
Yeah.
And then two, you go to Payless. And then Payless got cool again because they had the BOGO.
Oh, yeah. Buy one, get one.
Yeah, so I did see where Payless is at. And then I see where taxes are coming up, and most people are waiting until now to do their taxes. And so when's tax day?
18th.
Not to brag, but done.
Yeah.
Been done for like a month.
You have been done.
Oh, I'm done.
What? You are?
Yeah, we're done.
Wow.
Oh, it's because your husband got back to town. That's why. Nah.
I think you said that.
Yeah, I know. But I organized a lot for that to happen quickly upon his arrival.
Oh, okay. All you did before his arrival was open the mail. You told us this.
And organize, W-2s and stuff.
Did you?
Yeah.
W-2s.
All two of them.
See, there's that.
Yeah.
Lunchbox went to Mara Morris last night.
Yeah.
Cool guy.
Dang.
How was that party?
I was good. She played for an hour, and I was out of there by 9:30.
Really?
Yeah.
Who opened?
I don't
Seven
know.
Dawson.
Oh, much
no. I didn't go.
Oh, you didn't go to the opener at all?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Why not? You didn't...
I just was running late, and I had to eat dinner, and so I went and saw Maren. She played an hour. Home by 9:45, and time to watch Survivor.
What was her best song?
Oh, church. Take me to church.
No,
she?
My church. Take me to church. Clip.
I was trying to keep it professional.
Oh, because that's how you do.
Because I knew we were going to play it, so I was like, I better not sing.
Take me to church, No.
A little different
song.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
So this is pretty cool. Alan Jackson will be inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
It's weird to see people now of our generation, we were kids, being put in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Because that means they're like legends now.
So typically it's the older people that are getting inducted.
Yeah, but we're getting older.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Yeah. We're all aging. Well, this is awesome. Dierks Bentley and Sheryl Crow, they surprised a crowd at Tootsie's in downtown Nashville yesterday afternoon.
Wow, that'd be cool.
Yeah, could you imagine? And then I saw some video that either Dierks posted or something where they're outside on Broadway just with two guitars singing to fans that are walking by.
Him and Sheryl?
Yeah.
That's cool. I wonder if he's on a song of her. She has a new record coming out.
Oh, no clue, but pretty cool of them. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Pittsburgh, Kansas. A woman was so excited she got hired as the principal of this school, and so the school newspaper says, hey, can we do an article on you? She says, yeah, no problem. So they start doing the article, do some research, find out she lied on her resume. Uh-huh. She's out of the job after a week.
Oh, how much is she making?
$93,000 a year.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Come on, y'all.
Bobby
Bones Show.
Yeah. I want to talk about this business in there. Putting chips inside of their people's arms.
Oh, yeah, yeah, a big company.
And so you go, you don't need a key card, you just go beep, and the chip's in your hand,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, everybody's freaking out because it's like, oh, they're monitoring us. Big Brother putting their chips in our skin. Here's the thing. Big Brother's already watching us. Everything we do, everywhere we go, they'll be watching you.
I like
every
that.
Place you go. You're on your phone, they're listening to you. You're watching smart TV, they got you. Why not go ahead and embrace the fact they got us anyway? Chip me up.
Yeah, and this is your, but this is your employer.
I know, still doesn't matter. This is like, you get in your vending machine, boop. You go to the smoothie bar, boop. You need to get in the door, boop. Who has a problem with it?
I do.
Go ahead.
There is no way you are letting them see everything you do.
They're not seeing everything you do.
Yes, they are. Anywhere you go, anything you do, anything you visit on the web, they're going to be able to check with that chip. It is just a way for them to control you, and you're not doing that to me. Sorry, I'm out.
Aren't you the guy that is anti-GPS because you think it's the government?
Yep. Don't like GPS because the government follows you. I don't like...
Do you take your cell phone with you when you go places?
Yeah, that's the bad part.
That's the government following you.
I know.
But
that's
you
scary.
Use a paper map?
No, I just use my head. Or I type into Google Maps.
That's the GPS.
Yeah, same
no,
thing.
No, no, no. And I look at the directions, and I write them down on a piece of paper.
Oh, okay.
But
I don't plug it. I have a Siri thing or whatever it's called, and I don't use it.
Ah, you showed them.
Amazon Echo.
So we're 2-2 on this. Would you do it?
I mean, I'm borderline. I know the government's watching, but this is my employer watching me, so I don't like it.
Same thing. I'm in. Chip me up, baby. Let's go.
Mr. Bobby Bones.
I guess Lunchbox is irritated at me
because I got a gift from him, and it was lingerie for my girlfriend. It was a creepy gift. Mm-hmm. And he was doing it because it was creepy. But he's upset I haven't taken it home yet.
Yeah, it's still sitting over there, and I'm like, dude.
I'm not taking it home. I'm not giving my girlfriend lingerie that you bought for me to give to her. I will only see you in it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Lindsay listens to the show. What does she say about Lunchbox getting you that? Has she said anything?
She laughed, but it wasn't like, ha, 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 give it to me. It was like, ha, 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 that's creepy. A little bit. Like, what if I bought your wife lingerie? What if I said, hey, Lunchbox brought you some, you know.
Lingerie? I'd be like, cool, dude, thanks, man. That's a good present for me.
You what?
Yeah.
I'm not going to take it home. Because I know you've been like whispering to people like, Bobby, I'm taking this gift
home. Yeah, like I've been counting the days. I'm like, okay, well, we're on day two, day three, and Bobby's
I'm not going to take it home. I appreciate
it. So you're just going to let
it
sit here in the studio for the rest of the time?
Mm-hmm.
Or you can take it home with you.
Dude, give it to your wife.
Yeah, take it home.
No. I would surprise my wife with something, but I bought that for you and your girl.
Am I wrong on this?
Or
is
it
just
creepy?
No.
It's
okay.
Creepy.
you're right. Because sometimes I am wrong, yes. And I'm out of touch. And okay.
I think you're looking at it from the wrong angle, not the creepy angle.
I want to see it from no angle.
Right.
Look at it from the romantic angle.
He just said he'll just see you.
Yeah, if she were to wear the thing that you bought me, I would see your head and your voice coming out of her. Hey! Let's make out. I was like, bleh. So I appreciate it. Not taking it home. There you go. You got an hour, by the way, to get your submission ready for the bet, the bowling bet. And if it's not really good, you don't get a second chance, and you hold the python.
Yeah.
So yesterday, Lunchbox Bowls, he walked in, and I reposted the video so people could see it. Before the show, he was like, money in the bank. I got a 180 in my sleep. Mm-hmm. And then he goes and he does, and he bowls a 136. And so as he lost the bet, he has to hold a python for 60 seconds. And I said, I'll give you a second chance. Much to the chagrin of our listeners who busted me hard. They were like, why would you give him a second chance?
Yeah, because it's really nice of you.
And I said, okay, you can have a second chance, but the bet that you make today has to be like so good that I accept it.
Right.
So we'll find out in about an hour what it is. Woo!
Yeah,
I can't wait to
be good.
I mean, it better be really good or it's over. You just hold the snake. Let's just say we get maybe have a surprise here today.
No.
Ooh.
Not today.
Yeah. Wait,
no.
We do. Because you lost a bet. You lost a bet. That's it. You lost a bet.
I mean, no excuses, but I mean, look at this thumb. I don't know if it's ever going to heal.
Oh, my goodness.
Cool.
I don't know if it's ever going to heal. That's what I was dealing with.
Glad to hear it.
No excuses, though.
No excuses. Maria, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really good. What's going on with you?
I'm calling to give Lunchbox some advice.
Okay.
I am a bowler, and I've been bowling since 1989. I currently average 209, so I can bowl a 180 in my sleep.
Yeah, he couldn't.
Yes, I know. I watched it. Yeah. He should put crazy glue on his blister.
He had that. He chose not to go with that option.
Well, he should have taken it because that's going to help him not feel any pain. And possibly he should let somebody bowl with him so that they can pace him so he doesn't feel really rushed.
That's fair, too. Now, Lunchbox in the next 50 minutes or so will give us his new option for a bet. If not, let's just say, could be happening today.
Ugh.
He lost the bet, so unless he has this great plan for a second. I went back and listened to it, by the way. You really sounded weak when three frames in, you were like, can we please start over?
It was awkward.
It was awkward.
I didn't sound weak. I was speaking the truth that we needed to start over. I got off to a bad start.
But that's not how life works.
No, it is. Mm-hmm. Like
Tom Brady doesn't throw a couple interceptions and go, hey, Rev, can we start this game over? Let's just get the clock back at 15.
Because you know what we're built on here in America? Second chances.
And you're going to get one
if
you propose a good trade.
Yeah, you got it. Bobby's giving you one.
I'm giving you one.
Yeah, right now.
America. Yeah. USA.
I'm giving you a good old piece of apple pie,
that's
baby.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan and the Bald Eagle.
And I think she was on to something about being rushed. You know, usually you have a little bit of time in between bowls.
10 minutes and halfway through your set to take a break.
Yeah, but that was after I was already behind the eight ball. And that's when I started catching
you
fire.
For whatever you
when
wanted.
We came back from that 10-minute break, what'd I do? Strike! Strike!
Good.
So now you're firing yourself up.
That's when I caught fire. What?
Here he goes again.
I caught fire.
Wait, but what? Okay.
Maria, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful morning.
You too. Can't wait to see you on Saturday.
Are you coming out to the show in Northampton?
Absolutely. I've had my tickets since Christmas.
All right. Well, Merry Christmas to you, I hope. I'll see you Saturday at the stand-up comedy show. Bye-bye, Maria. My Maria. Hey, you know what I want to do? I want to ask you guys in a second. I'll go, because we've done the bit before where we talk about our hidden talents. Like for me, I can juggle like crazy. People don't even know because I don't do it because I hide it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a hidden talent. I hide it. What about your significant other's hidden talent?
Oh.
Think about that for a second, because my girlfriend, all of a sudden, boom, does this, and I'm like, what? Because again, she has a talent and she's been hiding it. So I'd say it's a hidden talent. So think about that. So I'm giving you a minute. Boy, okay. the guys look perplexed.
Wow. I've got to think hard about this.
Amy's is like, which one should I share?
Right.
Wow. Because her husband's basically Rambo.
Some of them I don't know. I don't know that I'll ever know.
I know, because it's hidden.
The only thing about Amy's husband is when he sees blood, he passes out.
Stop saying that.
You said that on the air.
You did.
And you made fun of him. And
I didn't make fun of you.
Oh, you did.
And it's just a thing. It's okay. You were born that way. It's okay.
What, Lady Gaga or what?
No, but I mean, some people are born to handle blood, some people not.
Okay. I mean, I didn't think it's a big deal. I know a lot of people who can't handle blood.
Yeah.
But you laughed at it, and you were like,
I don't know that he wants people to know. And I didn't mean to say
that. Well, this is a great platform to not say
it. Yeah. And when you say don't say it, we're going to keep saying it.
Well, but you said it.
Okay, say it all. Say it all you want.
All right, cool. I'll write a song about it.
Great.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bobby Bones time.
Come on, Bobby Bones.
A lot of listeners are asking for the return of Riddle Me This!
Oh!
We haven't played Riddle Me This in a long time. Basically, all I do is give a cheesy riddle, and we see if the morning show can figure it out.
Oh, man.
So, without any further ado, Riddle Me This! All right, ready?
Yeah.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, how about, no matter how little or how much you use me, you change me every month. Riddle me this. No matter how much or how little you use me,
Amen.
You change me every... Wow. You got that already?
Well, I don't know. I'm
riddle me that. This.
No matter... I don't know.
How little or how much you use me, you still change me every month.
I'm in for the win.
Oh, Eddie, you got it?
Got it.
All right, riddle me this. Amy.
Calendar.
Lunchbox.
Calendar.
Eddie.
Calendar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everybody's still
what?
In. I hold two people together, yet I only touch one of them. What am I?
Riddle me this.
I hold two people together, yet I only touch one of them.
Riddle me this.
What?
I'm in for the win.
I'm in.
Man. Okay, I'm in.
Amy?
Love. I don't know.
Love. Lunchbox.
Oh, that's easy. Wedding ring.
Wow, he's good.
He's good.
Wow. He's real good.
Eddie?
A hug.
No, I'm sorry. Lunchbox, you have lasted the longest. You are the winner at Riddle Me This. There it is.
All I do is win, no matter what.
Do the ceremonial riddle me this and
riddle me this.
Next word. Give it up for our boy over there with a big win. Dang. Maybe we'll play that again later. Listeners want it, they get it. By the way, I'll be in Boston tomorrow night doing my stand-up comedy show. It's sold out, but I'll be in Northampton on Saturday if you guys want to come. That one, there's still like 30 tickets left. BobbyBonesComedy.com if you want to come over there. 40 minutes until Lunchbox gives us his revision of the bowling bet. And if we don't accept it, it's snake time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that comes up. You have time to think about your bet.
Man, I've been thinking about it. I mean...
And we will be voting Survivor style, so he doesn't blame it on anyone.
Oh, cool. Oh,
yeah, yeah. So okay. That's coming up. Also, let me recommend this to you. Go over to iTunes and search. Last night, Matt Overton, who plays for the Colts, who's been a part of the show, he came over to the house. We talked for like an hour and a half. He's not here today because he went on the road with Chase Rice for like 3 days.
Really?
But we talk about all that in the Bobby cast. So go to iTunes, search BobbyCast, and subscribe. It's a good one. We did it last night at the house. I asked you guys if your significant others had a hidden talent. We've talked about ours before. But your significant other's hidden talent. Lunchbox, you're up first.
Oh, yeah. My wife can sing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's a singer.
Like, she can sing good?
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
We need audio.
Can you bring us some, like, tomorrow? Or?
Yeah, I can work on that. She gets nervous, though. I'm always like, why didn't you try out for Idol or anything? She goes, I get too nervous.
She's good, huh?
Yeah, she was in the choir growing up, and she loves to sing.
Wow. I've known Lunchbox's wife for 10 years. And that's crazy. I've never heard
Yeah, she's got vocals.
That's cool. Amy, your husband.
That's awesome. Well, I feel like I've told y'all before he can play the saxophone.
Really? Okay, you have to bring audio.
Okay.
If you're going to ask Lunchbox to bring audio of his wife and you were all up in that, like.
Yeah.
No, I want to hear it sing. I mean, I don't know. But I'm saying he played the saxophone in school and then he quit the band because his two best friends told him the band was lame.
And it's not. And let me tell you. I wish I would have been in band.
I know. He regrets quitting for sure.
He can play the sax.
That's cool.
His first cassette tape was Kenny G.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. And when he sees blood, he passes out.
Stop.
No, you told us that on the air.
He's going to be so mad that now we're talking about blood and saxophone. Can I give a cooler one?
Saxophone is pretty cool.
Everybody has until next, today's Thursday, until next Thursday to bring in
audio
of these audio things. Lunchbox, your wife singing. Amy, your husband playing saxophone.
Can I redeem myself for one second?
You got something else? Go ahead.
Well, it came up the other night at dinner. I had no idea he could do this, but like he can, he's a pilot, but he can fly a plane upside down. Like,
yeah, but he's in the Air Force.
Yeah, can pilots do that?
I didn't know.
Watch this. I can do a radio show backward.
Oh!
My back is to the microphone.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Man, that's talent.
But I didn't know pilots. I mean, I don't know. He can, like, legit do it, like, with
confidence. I just expected pilots could do that.
Okay. To me, I was like, that seems crazy.
I can drive in reverse down the street.
Get out of here.
Okay, fine.
Crazy.
Not taking anything away from it. I just expected pilots, like, that are superly specially trained, like your husband, to be able to do that.
I was still shocked.
You just are trying to make up for the fact that he played saxophone, not embarrassing, and passes out at the sight of blood. Embarrassing.
Eddie. Yeah. Great.
Well, my wife's a great artist.
True.
I think she knew
she's drawing pictures for us.
But I don't know if anyone else on the show knew that. She's really, really good.
That's awesome.
Bring in a picture. Have her draw a picture of, like, you.
Oh, she's got, yeah. Oh, yeah, easy.
A new one.
Easy.
And have her date it.
You got it.
No. Have her draw one of the whole of all four of us.
Oh, the whole group.
Like, all four of us.
Okay. Really? All she's right. good
oh,
artist.
She's really good, yeah.
You guys, where do I get a saxophone?
Go to saxophone store.
There's this thing called Google.
Just borrow. Get Morgan to call a music store.
Okay.
And what about Lindsay?
Well, the reason I brought this up to begin with is because if she stays over at the house, she's like MacGyver. And she just makes things out of nothing.
Yeah.
And
she built you a ramp for your dog.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Oh, no, yeah. She like made charts and built all these ramps for my dog to walk up the stairs. And we ended up not being able to put them in because it was too steep. But she like did all the diagrams and drew all the inches up. And so what the crazy thing was, I'm like, huh. And I can have her make a video, I guess, because I was shocked she did this. She was like, hey, I'm going to go down and make some breakfast. It was early in the morning. I was like, okay. And she makes these protein pancakes. And she was like, there's no syrup. And I was like, okay. She goes, I'll just make some. And
huh? Like, make syrup?
I have no idea. So she makes maple syrup.
Out of what? She goes to the maple tree?
I don't know. I was like, you're Canadian. What did you do? Go out in the backyard and tink, 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 tink.
Exactly.
But she just showed up with syrup. She's like, I made this.
What? But how?
I don't know. I'll have her make a video.
That's unbelievable.
It's kind of runny because I had to make this maple syrup. And I was like, what?
It's kind of runny.
You made maple syrup.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She like builds crazy things.
Yeah.
But she's so much smarter.
I mean, she's great at guitar. She makes things.
She sees things different. We see things like normal people. Like I have a good memory of like facts and trivia and I'm witty. She
sees things.
She's not a psychic.
Oh,
but she can like build things. Like I can't even imagine.
Yeah, that's a different side of your brain for sure.
Yeah, I'm not there.
My dad has that. I don't.
So
yeah, that's awesome.
We all have until next week to bring in next Thursday. It's a week from today to bring in our significant other's talent.
Okay, and your girlfriend's gonna do what? Build a house?
Make a video of her making maple syrup.
No.
Dude, she probably
yeah.
She probably would build a house.
Have her bring it in. We're hungry.
Like, no, I'm having her make
maple
breakfast.
Syrup is
that'd be
for
awesome.
Us.
Yes.
Get
your Bobby Bones. Yeah, so Lunchbox, I wonder if you would do this.
All right.
Because I think you're the only one. Maybe Ray. For $16,000.
Oh.
Would you lie in a bed for 60 days? Now, let me read you a little more of the story.
Okay.
You literally cannot get out of the bed for 60 days. $16,000. One shoulder must be in contact with the bed at all times. Like, you can't get out of the bed.
Hmm. Scientific question?
Yeah.
How do you go to the bathroom?
I'm assuming a bedpan.
Catheter.
Or catheter. I mean, something like that.
Okay, I understand a catheter for the...
Yeah, I'm assuming a bedpan.
Oh, boy.
Because that's all the story is that...
But that's a lot of money to lay around.
Yeah.
Can you watch Netflix?
I think you could probably do all that kind of stuff.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Don't you think you would maybe go insane, though?
Yeah.
Like, not being able to move from that confined space?
Can you do a bed, like, exercise as long as your shoulder's on there?
I think as long as you're in the bed, you
move
you
your legs.
Wow. Would you do it? If it's like, hey, you get 60 days, Lunchbox, I give it to you off 2 months to go lay in bed. Would you do it for $16,000?
Probably, yeah. That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. I just think I would go crazy.
That's yeah, it's hard.
I mean, because that's $8,000 a month.
Raymond, our producer, would you do it?
I wouldn't even think twice. Of course I would do it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys think you just lay in a bed for...
I mean, I'd get some good sleep.
You would, but...
I'd catch up. I've been so sleep deprived.
I think you would go loony
for
in
sure.
your bed.
You'd have to.
I think it'd be like being in solitary confinement. Like, you just don't go anywhere.
Really?
Yeah,
even
I think
TV and
why do you, let me ask this question. Why do you think they pay $16,000 to this land bed?
Because it stinks.
Or because not a lot of people can take 60 days off work.
That's not true. A lot of people don't even have jobs.
Yeah, so this is a way to make money.
So there's that. By the way, Eddie's having an issue in his personal life.
Uh-oh.
That we'll talk about in a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to open up.
And he sent me a note, and I started reading it, and I started wondering if it's even something we should talk about on the air. But about halfway through,
yes,
the answer was yes. We have to talk about it. And I didn't go after Eddie for this. Eddie came to
no,
me.
No, I came.
And,
it's and me he, opening up. He,
so we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
Me and, being vulnerable.
And I just want Lunchbox. People like Lunchbox. So just let him say what he's going to say without jumping all over.
I'm not going to. Eddie, I'm not here to jump on you. I'm here to relax and
I appreciate
listen
that.
To you.
You guys are my friends, so I appreciate that.
An 11-year-old racks up over $7,000 in online credit charges.
$7,000?
In an in-app purchase.
Whoa.
A game.
That's crazy.
An 11-year-old boy spent $7,489. He spent $873 in less than 5 minutes because he just kept buying stuff. Because some of the app purchases, like when you buy like all this stuff, it will cost like $100 if you buy like a bunch of coins at one time. You can buy like the biggest match coins.
Yeah.
$100. So he spent, one 5 minute spot, he spent $800.
That happened to me one time, but the most was $200 and we got Apple to like take the charges off. But man, that's a lot of money.
$7,000. That's crazy.
My brother's stepkid did $350 and.
Oh.
Yeah. $350?
$350.
Did they scold him or teach him a lesson verbally?
Oh.
Like, did they whoop him or teach him?
No. He's mowing the lawn. He's doing he got all the games taken
away.
Oh, he's
got to make the money back.
Yes. He has to work and he gets paid $5 to mow the lawn.
That's like prison.
Hey, got to teach him a lesson.
That's like 80 cents for a day's work.
Like he has to clean the dishes.
Making license plates.
Until he works it off.
Wow. How old is the kid?
10?
Yeah.
Yikes.
Wow. That's crazy. On yesterday's show, Lunchbox went out and he bowled on the air. He said he could bowl a 180 in his sleep. We challenged him on it. He lost the bet. And so he starts to say, give me a second chance. But he lost the bet. Like, he genuinely lost the bet. And when he lost, he has to hold a python for 60 seconds. Now, he's deathly afraid of snakes. So I said, you can have a second chance. But only if you bring in a new bet. And we all agreed that it's acceptable to try again. Now, that happens in like 20 minutes.
Correct.
He was so embarrassed yesterday that he lost. Like, it was bothering him.
Yeah.
And I know you said your family was embarrassed by you.
Yeah.
I wonder if you talked to your family yesterday.
My dad didn't talk to me yesterday.
What do you mean he didn't talk to you?
Well, usually I talk to my dad every day on the way home from work.
Really?
Like, yeah, we just call, chat about the show because he listens. So he's probably listening right now. And so I called him.
Can you get him on the phone right now?
No answer. If he's awake,
hey Ray, get Lunchbox's dad's number. Do you already have it?
No, he doesn't. I don't even know my dad's number. I'll have to look it up on my phone.
Who knows anybody's number?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know anyone's number.
I know my dad's.
I have to look up my own number.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I'm not sure about my own number.
Yeah.
Too.
Really?
Seriously.
Yeah.
I know my own number.
Like, I've had the same cell phone number for 14 years, too.
Yeah.
Like, I've never changed.
And you still don't know it?
I do. Like, I know for sure it's area code 512.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
And then the numbers start to get jumbly because, like, when do you ever say your number back?
Right.
It's like saying your own name.
See if you can do it right now.
Okay.
No.
But, I mean, really, when do you say your own name?
Never.
So it does feel weird. So you call your dad.
Call my dad. Doesn't answer. So I'm thinking, oh, maybe he just didn't hear it.
Right.
So I call him back. No answer. So I'm like, oh, maybe he ran into the store. I'll give him, you know, 10 minutes. Call him back. Nothing.
You think he was avoiding you because you shamed the family?
Yeah, because I let him down. Because my mom and him used to be in a bowling league
together.
Oh, they were good bowlers.
Yeah, and so I called the house phone last night. No answer. Left a message. I said, hey, it's me.
You think the whole family's blackballed you?
Yeah, I don't know. It was really weird and awkward, so there was no conversation or anything. So I feel like he's just like, what the heck was your problem?
Wow. Are you rebooting your phone?
Yeah, I'm turning on my phone.
Okay, I'm going to do the skinny with Amy.
Okay, and I'll get Ray to get the phone.
Okay, thank you. And Ray's in the glass room now. So let's do this.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
I thought this was fun. Arnold Schwarzenegger was talking about like his most popular one-liners. Like if I say Arnold Schwarzenegger, what's the one-liner that comes to your mind?
I can do a few of them.
Okay.
I'm going to guess because I have not seen this story. Number one has got to be Abi Bach.
It's a good one.
That's got to be number one. Like I'd bet all the money on it. Mm-hmm. Show me Abi Bach.
It's on the list.
Is it number one?
Not in his mind.
Oh.
This is from Arnold's perspective. But
okay.
I mean, me too. That's the first thing. All I know is Abi Bach.
Number two.
Yeah.
It's not a tumor.
It's a good one.
That one wasn't on his
really?
List. He only has three on
from
the
kindergarten
list.
Kindergarten
Cop? That's a huge one.
It's not
huge.
A tumor.
Ooh. But this is Arnold giving his top three, and that's probably in at four. He just didn't mention it.
What else would Arnold... Like,
get to the helicopter.
That's close.
That's
or to the chopper.
The chopper.
Not like that. It goes... Get to the chopper.
Yeah!
What movie is that?
Predator.
Okay.
I don't even know
I
what that is.
That one.
Yeah, I know. I've heard people say that, but I don't know.
Arnold said that's his favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else does he have in there?
Hasta la vista.
Oh,
baby.
That's a big one.
Yes.
And then I'll be back.
Yeah, and then I'll be back.
I'll be back the biggest one for like everybody.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I agree.
Lunchbox walked out of the room, just walked back in. What's Arnold Schwarzenegger's biggest line?
I'll be back.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Go ahead. Yeah. What else you got?
I would never say get to the job, Bob. Well, congratulations to Keith Urban. He was honored in Washington, D.C. yesterday with the Recording Artists Coalition Award for his musical achievements.
I watched a lot of it online.
Keith.
He played up on stage acoustic by himself. He did Blue Ain't Your Color, just with electric. He did, I think, Sweet Thing, just acoustic. And then I watched him and John Popper play together and just like solo harmonica and get, it was really great.
Keith is so cool.
He's just so cool and he's the nicest guy, and I wish that he just wasn't so awesome.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like a good person because Keith is such a good person.
Yeah.
Well, you're good.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
In 19 minutes, Lunchbox gets to submit a new bet for his bowling, and if we accept it, you'll get another shot. We'll do next week. If we don't, you hold the python. So, 19 minutes. We tried to call his dad. His dad didn't answer.
No answer.
His dad listens to the show.
Yep.
Lunchbox thinks his family's avoiding him out of shame.
Oh my goodness.
Shame. 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 Shame.
Who's that?
Game of Thrones.
Oh.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I know, right? Nerd alert. On my Snapchat, my girlfriend was like talking about all this technical equipment, and so she would start telling me about stuff, and I don't know what she's saying, so I just start yelling nerd alert at her. And so you can see that my Snapchat's Bobby Bones Show, and I also have these Snapchat glasses, and I just push a button and you can see my perspective from doing the radio show.
Pretty
so if you
cool.
want to follow me on Snapchat. Okay, tell me if my joke's funny or if I was kind of out of line, because I wrote a check to a friend of mine, and I don't write that many checks, but he's like, hey, I need to check for this, so I wrote it. And on the line that you're right, what for?
The memo?
Yeah, the memo line. I wrote proctology practice.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So
what is that?
Proctology.
That's like
practice.
Oh,
like,
it's like your butt. Your butt. Butt doctor.
Didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. And so he was like, I'm not taking this to the bank. And
why
I was like,
not?
Why?
That's funny.
I thought so too. He's like, I need another check. And I was like, wait, why?
Dang. Somebody with no sense of humor.
Yeah, who doesn't know how to laugh?
Who was that?
It doesn't matter.
Tell us.
But I'm saying, was I in the wrong? Should I just be, because it was a joke.
No, it's funny. I mean, I didn't think it's funny. If you gave me a check like that, I'd be like, oh, wah, wah, wah. But
then you have to go into the bank and
I just
they
mail
see
it,
it
in.
And it's embarrassing.
Who cares?
Mail it to
right?
the bank.
Like, okay, I started to feel bad a little bit. Yeah. I was like, maybe I shouldn't have written that.
No.
Because I ended up caving in and writing him another check.
Oh, come on.
I did. What did that one say? Proctology favors. Oh, is that bad?
Favors?
What?
That's bad.
What on earth?
No, I wrote ballet lessons.
Okay. Oh, that's
I
good?
Just lightened it
that's
a bit.
Funny?
What's wrong with you?
I don't know.
Amy,
oh,
Amy,
my goodness.
Take a break.
There's a line and you crossed it.
That's Amy, funny. Ballet lessons. I like it.
Have a Snickers, okay? Here.
You're not yourself right now.
You need a break. Hey, here's the thing about Ray. Raymond, our audio producer, he sits in a glass room. And so Ray has this odd fascination with Sam Hunt.
Yeah.
Do you comment on every one of his Instagrams?
Yeah, I try to.
Why?
I like him messaging him and him seeing my comments.
What? Is there any? Are there any celebrities you do this to?
Kit Moore, I will as well.
Yeah.
SportsCenter, their Instagram.
Every comment. Kit Moore puts something up, you write something on it.
Yeah. SportsCenter, if they say like a guy got 42 points, I'm like, ah, that ain't that great. Jordan got like 70 something.
What's the purpose of this?
I just like to troll.
That's not trolling, because on Sam's, he wrote, you'd MVP.
Yeah, no.
That's not trolling. That's reverse trolling.
I know. I'm usually pretty supportive of him. Other people I'll bash and stuff.
So, Sam, you love.
Yeah. You're a hype man.
Kip, you love.
Hype man as well.
But sports people, you don't.
I'll bash sports people. Maybe some other people in the industry. I'll take little shots at them.
Yeah, like who?
Clay Travis. I've said stuff on his Twitter before.
You fight Clay Travis before?
I've messaged him, yeah, on Twitter. Yeah.
All right. I just see every time I see Sam, I see a Ray's comment because it shows you who your mutual friends are.
Yeah.
Do you still have Ray blocked?
Oh.
No, I unblocked him.
Oh, okay. Good. Good for you.
But you know
Ray's
what?
He's pretty supportive on mine.
Not on mine. He
posts on Amy's all the time.
Yeah, he's
all the
so
time.
Sarcastic on Amy's. It's great.
Oh, that's sarcasm? That's
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
These 11 year olds are twins and they're also DJs and they are crushing it. I mean, 11 years old, and they're standing beside each other just tearing it up.
That's so cool.
Man, I wish I would have been like that at 11.
You want to go to BobbyBones.com? We'll put the video up. But I'm talking about 11-year-old twin DJs. And I don't know if it matters, but they're girls.
Yeah.
It matters.
Yeah.
Great.
I love it.
I don't think girls are less than guys. That's why I didn't care. That's why I wasn't like two girl DJs.
No, but I do like it. I think it's you expect the DJs, at least the popular ones, are typically men.
You're right. Name a big female DJ.
Samantha Ronson.
Not really, just because she's famous because Mark Ronson's her brother.
Oh,
she was
okay.
Lindsay Lohan's girlfriend.
Okay.
But I mean, name a song. I mean, like the DJs that we know are like
Calvin
Harris.
Yeah.
And that's
DJ Diplo.
Yeah, man. Just, Avicii.
He's not like DJ Diplo. He's just Diplo, I think.
Oh.
Yeah. Avicii.
Yeah.
Wake me up when these are over.
DJ Pauly D.
No.
Okay. Oh. DJ Roberto Bejos.
DJ, that's probably more dance party DJ.
Yeah.
Whatever.
There's a kid asking Emma Stone to prom with the La La Land video. Mm-hmm. Who saw La La Land?
I did.
Okay, maybe you'll appreciate this more than I will. I never saw it.
You're an Oscar winner. I've got two of my own. So maybe I could buy you dinner. It'll make my night. And maybe make yours too. Ooh, ooh. But I don't know. It's up to you.
Is that good or no?
I mean, that's pretty cute.
Is it? God, yeah. I didn't see the movie, so I don't get it.
You know she's going to think that's so cute. Like, that's awesome.
I wish celebrities would stop going to prom with people, though, because it would stop all this.
I thought
no,
it
that's true.
Was...
But that makes people creative. It makes them do things that they normally wouldn't. I like it.
But then it makes the celebrity look bad
when
they
say
no.
Like, if she doesn't respond, it makes her look bad.
But they're shooting for the stars, literally. It's awesome.
Oh my goodness.
There was a hiker who had to be rescued after being trapped underneath a 1,500-pound boulder. Did you guys see this? It crushed your legs?
No.
Yep. Here, a spokeswoman for the Golden Fire Rescue.
It essentially crushed her lower half. It crushed her legs. She did have other injuries on top of that, but that was the main part of what was underneath the boulder that they had to lift up and get her out of there. That was the only way to get her out.
Like, she lived, guys. A 1,500 pound boulder was on top
of
her.
That's insane.
Weather may have played a factor in this, because we've had some different weather lately in the past few days. Could have made the soil a little softer. We really don't know exactly what the cause was, but it definitely was a freak accident and just very unfortunate.
1,500 pound boulder just falls on you. Here's a guy.
The gentleman that was with her says that he heard a large cracking sound.
Oh.
He looked up and about 30 feet above them saw this boulder and it went down, and he said they just couldn't even get out of the way fast enough. It just happened so quickly.
So the cracking sound wasn't her legs. They heard the cracking of the rock.
Oh.
And they're like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. And it was down on them before they even knew it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Again,
wow.
The great part of the story is she lived. A 1,500 pound boulder landed on her and she lived. They pulled it off of her. Imagine that. I couldn't even watch that movie. Read the book.
Yeah.
12 hours, whatever.
157 hours.
127
hours?
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, we're stupid.
It's a lot of hours. And
I don't watch that.
That was a good movie.
If I was no him, way. I would have just died.
You just stopped?
I'd be like, dear Lord, take me now.
Yep.
Oh.
So, this is where we are in our life right now. Last week, Lunchbox says I can bowl a 180, no problem. Mm-hmm. He said, when I was in high school, I was bowling 250s. I could wake up and bowl a 180. And I was like, really? He goes, oh, yeah, 180, nothing.
Oh, yeah.
So we said, okay, let's make a bet. And it wasn't just to prove it. It was I offered him a lot of money if he could do it. And if he couldn't, he had to hold a python, which is his biggest fear, snakes.
Ugh.
And he ends up bowling a 130 yesterday.
Eight.
Go ahead.
138.
Okay, 138 was not a one. It's at one point I was listen, in Lunchbox, that's my dude. Like, that's my homie.
No, you weren't. Don't even say you were embarrassed for me, because you were laughing at me the whole time.
I was embarrassed for you because you listened back?
Yeah, and you were laughing the whole time.
Yeah, Bobby, your boy listened back, and you were like, Lunchbox, picture the snake on your arm.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
And curling up there and ripping that ball out of your hand.
Three frames in, you started asking for a redo.
Because I knew it was over after three frames. As a bowler, I know.
Okay, so I said, Lunchbox, I will give you a second chance. The listeners got upset with me.
And that's what America's about, second chances.
But you have to submit the bet that we think is worthy.
Yeah.
So we'd love to hear this bet now that's going to give you a second chance to get out of holding the snake.
Well, I thought about this long and hard, right? Yeah. And everybody wanted me to man up and just take my punishment, and I said, you know what, people? Yeah, right. I'm coming here with a bet.
All right.
And so my idea is,
hey, everybody, don't react. We're gonna do it survivor style and write down our answers.
You got it.
Just don't
cool.
react. Just listen cool. to it. Be cool. Be cool.
But you can talk to the jury.
No,
you,
poker face.
Go ahead, you're up.
Okay. Go.
So you guys are obsessed with this snake thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, man, I hate snakes. So let's make a bet with snakes. Okay. You bring in 12 different snakes.
How? This is not a zoo.
You just...
Hey, hear him out.
Sorry.
Ray's laughing. Wait, poker face, y'all.
Sorry. You bring in a zebra, right?
Okay, fine. One snake.
Go ahead.
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I'll put on that lingerie.
Uh-huh. What? Nobody wants to see that.
He's like living out his own fantasies now through a bit. He's finding an excuse.
Cream.
What I'll do is I'll put on mascara.
Okay.
I'll perform the theme from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I'll get my nails done.
What? And you want the snake to do what?
No. So, here's the thing. Because I was thinking 12 snakes, me in the lingerie, and I hold each snake for about 10 to 15 seconds. You guys snap some photos. We make a calendar and sell it for charity. What? That is snakes, me in lingerie.
Nobody wants to buy you in lingerie.
You don't know until you try it.
So from
we
like
can
January,
make more by all the shows signing the bowling ball and putting it up, which I think is what we should do for charity.
Oh, we should do that, yeah.
Yeah. Then you and the lingerie. Because it costs money to make a calendar, a lot of money.
Yeah.
What?
It costs.
So like, but you're on it January to December, you and lingerie.
And you're paying for all the calendars to be made.
Whoa. We got a calendar maker out there
no,
somewhere.
No, we don't.
There has to be.
It costs money. Okay. I mean,
what do we do? How do we do this?
Oh, are we doing like Survivor style?
That's so bad. I don't even know if we can poker face
it. Yeah, I'd say
what? It was so bad? I thought that was good.
Bobby, for real.
Here's what I'll do.
Yeah.
Call my friend Reginald.
How do you know I have a friend named Reginald?
We'll both get in our swimsuits, oil each other up.
No.
For the listeners.
Nobody wants to see that stuff.
I thought that was...
put on lingerie.
I didn't know that you really wanted to put on lingerie. Me That's either. All I'm getting.
No, I didn't. That's what I'm saying. You like guys set a bet. I had to come up with something I wouldn't want to do.
And wait, what are you doing with the snake again?
12 of them.
Oh,
your pick.
One for each month. So we have some snake enthusiasts that might buy it.
Apparently, we're going to get the 12 snakes.
Yeah, from somewhere.
We're lucky to find one.
Okay. Well, then counter my offer. That's how you do this in the tank.
No. The bet was you have to come in with your own bet.
Because I tried to come up with something. And he's like, tell him you'll go swim with the sharks. Eddie, where am I going to get sharks?
Where are you going to get 12 snakes at?
Same problem. Where are you getting the one snake?
We'll find it.
Exactly. You can't find a shark around here, so...
Guys, well, are we all voting no on this?
Absolutely. Definitely, no for me.
Yeah. Okay.
What?
You're just going to have to hold the snake next week.
No, I'll come tomorrow with another one.
No.
I mean, dude, that's all you got.
No, I'll come tomorrow.
That's what it was.
No, give me one more shot.
Nah.
I thought I did.
I'll give you 10 minutes. I won't give you another day.
10 minutes.
Why can you guys not... Throw something out there. Let's talk about this. Like...
Okay, you get a vasectomy.
Oh, wow.
No, Bobby.
That is intense.
No way.
Whoa. You can reverse it.
That's the dumbest thing I have ever heard.
So, Eddie.
This, like, Bobby may be onto something.
You want to play ball? Let's play ball.
No. That's cutting the ball.
It's 100% reversible. Like, he'll be able to have kids?
Yes.
Okay, who knows?
That's part
of the bet.
Amy. Unless the doctor messes up.
Yo, we have a doctor friend that can come in and do it live right here.
Live. I don't want to see that.
I don't want to see this.
Now I know Amy wants to see me.
I'm in lingerie.
And I get a vasectomy.
I'm on Facebook.
I've already got one. I'd buy the calendar.
I get a vasectomy from a snake.
Vasectomy.
From a snake. Okay. I mean, you have 10 minutes.
Well, help me out.
No.
Come on.
This is not a help out.
No. Guys,
thank you.
I don't
Back
know what
minute.
You guys are thinking. You need to help me.
Obviously.
Give me some suggestions.
Yeah, we're thinking vasectomy.
Come on, Bobby Bones Show.
I like it when listeners take part in ideas. Jamie in Austin, Texas, how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm glad you called. So Lunchbox came up with a terrible idea, and he's just going to hold the snake unless he comes up with a better one in a minute. But I'm glad you called because you have an idea.
Yes, I think he needs to wax his body, including his chest hair, underarm hair, eyebrows, everything.
Oh, wow.
His entire body.
Everything.
Here's what I would say. I would say from the neck down, I would take this bet. You wax your entire body.
Ooh.
That's your entire body. From the neck down.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
From the neck down.
Entire body. Entire. Because girls have to, when they go wax, they have to do, it's uncomfortable.
Bikini.
Yeah.
Lunchbox.
Oh, that means my groin area?
Yeah.
Oh,
here's the final bet. This is the last option, because this is a great point, Jamie. It's either this or this, or we're done.
Okay? No. You said I get to come up with something.
Okay, go ahead.
I haven't come up with something yet.
Okay, this is it. Last option. You will wax your entire body from the neck down and hold the snake if you lose. And if you hit it, you don't. You're good. You're free to go. Your option is full body wax and snake if you lose. If you win, nothing. Mr. Bobby Bones. Waiting for your answer, Lunchbox. And he just says magic words and you take that bet. The bet is this. We'll let you re-bowl. 180. And if you don't hit it, full body wax from the neck down and you hold the snake for 60 seconds.
Man, you're going extreme.
Yeah. I need a yes or a no.
Like... I'm looking at it like waxing my whole body. I mean, I can do a 180 in my sleep.
Okay.
I mean, in my sleep. I mean, I had an injured thumb. Yeah. The oil was a little off on the lane. No, there's no excuses.
Next week, are you taking the bet? Yes or no?
So what day would I do this?
Whatever you want. We can say next Wednesday. I'll give you a week.
I mean, next Wednesday is a great day. I mean, I wake up next Wednesday and I feel like a 180 is in my blood. Like, I mean, it's...
Are you officially accepting the bet?
And so I'm officially turning down your bet because there's no way I'm waxing my whole body.
Oh,
no chance.
So you're just going to hold the snake
for
60 seconds.
Yep.
All right. Hey, Morgan? Next Wednesday.
You guys were uncompromising and unfair.
Okay.
You were unfair.
Hold on. Here we go.
See?
Here's Martin. Martin,
uh-oh.
I'm going to let you throw one more option at lunchbox.
Here we go.
Here's Martin. Go ahead and let her rock. Go ahead, Martin.
Hey, I would suggest maybe getting his nipples pierced.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, I like that
lunchbox.
One.
Would
Woo!
You?
Yeah!
Dude, your wife would like that.
Yeah, rock on.
What? Just one. Last option. If you don't do it, one nipple pierced and you hold a snake. Last option.
Hold on. I got a question.
Come on.
What?
If I get my nipple pierced.
Uh-huh, you have to leave it in for 30 days.
Oh, no.
You have to leave it in forever. It's 1 month.
You might like it. It could be a lifer.
One month.
It could be your thing.
1 month.
I don't think I can pierce my nipple. You know how
but can you bowl a 180?
Yeah. I can bowl a 180.
Then do it, man. Okay.
I cannot.
Man or mouse. Man or mouse. Man or mouse.
Look.
Man or mouse. Man or mouse. Come on, Lunchbox. You can
Come
do it, buddy.
So far, Lunchbox, you're kind of like a mouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Squeak, squeak, squeak. Yeah. No snake,
no wax. It's easy to talk for the peanut gallery.
You want some cheese?
Oh!
Let me see if my wife will like the nipple pierce.
Let me test no, it just one nipple. It didn't matter. It's not about her.
Yeah.
Well, what it was.
She's not going to like you in lingerie either. And that's what you wanted to wear.
It's true. She really might not like the nipple
pierce,
though.
If you're really deathly afraid of snakes, you would do anything else.
Okay, how about this? 1 week of wearing the nipple ring, and that's it.
Wow, you just went from 30 days
away. Yeah. Yeah, 1 week.
I just texted her. I said, would you like me to pierce my nipple? Let's see what she has.
You have 40 seconds.
40 seconds. Oh, my goodness.
It's, all you have to do is get your nipple pierced if you don't hit it. But you can hit it and wait, none of it happens. I mean,
nipple pierced and hold the snake? Or just hold,
it's both of them, yeah.
The bubbles are going.
Man or mouse.
Oh, man.
Man or mouse.
Squeak, squeak. Your wife said, what? No!
It's not about her. Do you want to do it? Yes or no?
I mean, I want to do it, but I am not piercing my nipple.
Okay, then you don't want to do it.
No, I do. I tried
to. It's over. Morgan, bet's over.
You guys don't want to
hold this.
You guys don't want to compromise.
Next Wednesday,
you're being
Morgan.
Extreme.
No, no, we're not. Hey, so we'll get to. We'll get a snake up here next Wednesday.
The
it's
python.
Over.
I mean, we went from holding a snake to defacing my body.
Yeah, because you wanted another chance.
Yes, I want another chance with equal ground. No. There is, I mean, that is not equal ground.
You get a snake tattoo on your back.
There is no way.
Do it.
No way.
A small snake tattoo.
Yeah.
A small snake.
Like how big?
Like this? Like 3 inches?
A quarter?
No. That's too big.
That's pretty big.
That's big.
Go quarter size.
Yeah, quarter size. A little snake.
Yeah, an inch.
Coiled up.
1 inch.
How big is
the size of a quarter?
Size of a quarter.
Yes, a 1-inch snake.
You said double or nothing. You can't just have the same bet.
Yes, a 1-inch snake tattoo.
Man, I am not.
1-inch.
Guys.
Yes or no?
Where?
On your back shoulder.
I know. No way. I'm not doing a tattoo of a snake.
We're done.
Like, come up with a different one.
We're done. The bet's over.
Yeah.
You guys are rude.
Wow.
We're done.
Bobby Bones, everybody.
Transmitting across America.
This is Bobby Bones Show.
Come on, Bobby.
They put out a list of the best 50 restaurants in the world. I haven't been to any of these. I just don't even know how much they cost. So I had Lunchbox go to the website. The number one in the world is in New York City. It's the only one in the top five from America. 11 Madison Park is the name of the restaurant. How much does it cost on the website?
It is $295 per person.
Wow.
The price is all-inclusive, except for beverages and tax, and there are no gratuities accepted.
So this is one of those places where it's like a fixed menu, I bet.
Yes. It had, starting April 11th, they will be serving an 11-course meal.
There you
Holy
go.
Cow. Wait, but how long does it take to get in?
Oh, let me see if I can get a reservation for you. Yeah, it's an 11-course meal. They're going to highlight the best meals of the last 11 years.
So can you make a reservation on the website?
Yeah.
When's the first time you can get in? Because this has been in the best restaurant in the world.
Yeah.
The other ones are in Italy, Spain, France.
That's swanky.
And... Wait, uh-oh. We got trouble.
Yeah, that didn't work. All right, let's book for May.
Oh, wow.
Sold out.
For May?
Boy.
Yeah.
Wow. What else you got?
Let's try...
Go to June.
Let's try May 31st. Sold out.
June. Wow.
June. Let's try June. Oh, they're not accepting reservations yet for June.
So you're just out of luck right now.
Yeah, it's sold out.
As my stepdad would say, you are SOL.
That's right.
Wow. Sold out.
Yeah.
No.
Sold out of luck.
The first 3 letters have sold out. Yeah.
Can't get in.
I got a note from Amy in the middle of the night. She was like, I got food poisoning. So I was worried about it. You're here. You seem good.
Yeah. I passed. By the time I was sending you that note, I was getting over the hump.
Did you cook it?
I mean, my husband seems to think it might be, you know, I'm back to eating meat again. I don't know if I messed something up, but...
Probably undercooked something.
I don't know. I feel like you can eat meat raw-ish sometimes.
What are you talking about?
I don't know what I did wrong. Honestly, we don't even know for sure if it's me, but we both had it yesterday. Same exact symptoms, lasted about the same amount of time. It hit him a little bit sooner, and then boom, it hit me, and then...
I got the message at 11:01 p.m., it says, hey, we ate something bad, powering through. That means she's either puking or pooping.
That means at 7:30 p.m. I was working on, you know, show prep, and then I just had to lay down and put my computer away, and it wasn't until 11 or midnight that I started to get prep done.
It's miserable.
It's the worst.
And I have a kind of a timid tummy, and so I get a terrible headache before it comes on, and I can tell when a food poisoning headache's coming on. So I just make myself vomit. Like, I'm good. I can do it. Stick my
finger
down my throat.
That's what my husband was wanting me to do. And I just was like, no, I don't want to do it. He's like, you'll feel better. Just make yourself do it.
Right. So when you feel like you're getting stomach sick, you can make yourself throw up and it'll go away?
He's talking about making
not just stomach, not like a virus.
Okay.
If I eat something bad because of my timid tummy, I can feel it in my head because I get a pounding headache. And it's
you get the bad food out.
And
okay.
So I take my hand and I shove it down my throat.
Wow.
And it takes 3 times. I'll go one, and then I'll do it immediately after and go, and that third one, boom time.
Wow, that sounds terrible.
It's terrible. It's awful. And it takes about a good 45 minutes of just suffering, but then you're done.
Yeah.
And you kind of bounce back.
Well, y'all are just more manly than me because my husband was like, your body is telling you need to get the bad stuff out. You got to get the poison out, so get it out. And I'm like, I don't want to. But mine's a deeper issue than that. We don't have to get all
deep here. Well, Amy's bulimic.
But yeah, I have a history with
it. And
my husband knows that, so he was trying to be really careful with it. And I said, look, I can't just go make myself do it because of my past. Like, I don't like doing that, and I don't want to trigger anything. So I don't want to do it, so I powered through.
So he said your body's what?
It's my body telling me I need to get rid of something.
Does he ever tell you your body's in Wonderland?
Sometimes, yeah. Actually, and then he talks about my bubblegum tongue. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Last night, my air broke in my house.
What?
Or something.
Your air conditioning?
Yeah.
So you have the worst luck with house. Well, me too, but go ahead.
Yeah, like I flood, I break, everything. So, Lindsay was over at the house, and she wakes me up and goes, hey, and I was already sweating my brains out. I don't sleep through the night anyway, really. Mm-hmm. And I'm poor, and she's like, something's wrong with the air. And I'm like, I know, but I wasn't getting up. I only get up to pee, and sometimes I fight that off. And so I get up, I look at the thermostat, and it said 90.
Oh.
No, that's hot.
It's not good.
That's
dusty.
You're like doing hot yoga right there.
And so I was like, I'm out. And so I went downstairs and got in a bed in a guest room.
Did somebody change it? What was wrong with it?
I don't know. I went to bed.
That happened to us, too. But then Junior, my 9-year-old, confessed that he did it.
But there's nobody else. He did?
Yeah, well, you punk. You can't just change the thermostat.
That's awesome.
He did it, though.
There's nobody else in my house. I don't have any kids.
Yeah.
And my dog can't reach it.
Right.
So now I got to have somebody come out and look at it because it was at 90. So it had to be turned up. That's just not normal to go down.
It's not normal.
There was a huge storm last night.
So it could have broke and then it just got hotter and hotter.
It could have, I guess.
Yeah.
Or the ghost that lives
with you. Did you check the compressor?
Eddie, I don't know what that means. I don't know what any of that means.
Okay.
But I'm glad you feel better.
Thank you. Me too, man.
Oh yeah, man.
Yeah, man. Seriously,
You know what I'm saying, dude?
Right, man.
Yeah. Amy sent me a picture last night of a bunch of people in a bathtub, and we can talk about it in a second.
What? Oh boy.
All I know.
Her bathtub?
No, I'll tell you in a minute. All I know is I'm like, what am I looking at? And am I getting in trouble? Because I just felt like I shouldn't be on my phone.
Oh boy.
Amy sends me a picture of a bunch of people in the bathtub.
Okay.
And she's like, we got to talk about it. And so we will talk about it coming up in a second.
Okay.
Amy's a weirdo. Mm. And it must be addressed. Okay? Bobby Bones. You putting together, like, your kids' furniture and stuff when they get to the house?
Yeah, it's all becoming so real. I can't even handle it. We put together 2 little desks for them to do their homework at. And I must have stared at the 2 empty chairs forever. like forever, just picturing them there working and studying and coloring. My kids are super studious in my mind. I mean, I hope that that's where they want to hang out, but I just, it's getting real. My house is getting real. It's becoming kid friendly and I can't believe it because I've waited for, to like have kids in my home for what we've been trying to have kids for 7-8 years now. It's crazy.
So Amy's adopting two kids. We don't know when they're going to get here. Do you know when you're not telling us?
No, actually, I called my adoption agency yesterday. They haven't called me back. So I don't know if they're avoiding me or what. If anybody's listening, I'm trying to call you.
Calling them out publicly. Love it.
No.
What's their name?
Not try- no, I won't do that.
Did you ever tell, and I won't tell it, and I won't even refer to it. Did you ever tell the emo story?
I think we did eventually. We did eventually.
Can I say it?
Yeah, because I did end up saying it, and I asked her to forgive me.
Okay, so here's what happened, guys. Because I've done this before, too. This is what I do stupidly.
This is like 2 years ago. Yeah.
So, is it that long ago?
I don't know anything about this.
I know it seems so fresh, but it's been
happens to me. It reminded me of it. So one of our bosses, him and I are talking, right? So I send another boss a text about me and the boss talking, but I send it back to the other person on accident.
Oh, no.
I know.
That's not good.
I'm stupid. And so you don't mean to do it. It's like a reply. You don't mean to reply all. But or you, so Amy's is talking back and forth to her adoption agency, right? And she's like getting after them. And they're fighting on email. So Amy then sends a note to her sister and is like basically paraphrasing, my adoption agency right now, they're being very difficult and they suck. Paraphrasing.
Oh,
except Amy sent it back to the adoption agency.
Oh, no. Oh.
It was I mean, it was a low point in my life, for sure.
What did they respond?
Yeah.
Oh, what did they say?
Oh, paragraphs. And then I had to call. I had no mortified.
Wow. Yep.
Oh. And because, you know, it's stuff where it's like your sister, there's things you vent to your sister about that. And honestly, this adoption process has been frustrating to say the least. And but there have been a lot of people involved that have done amazing, great things. And I couldn't have done it without my agency. And well, can't do it. We're not done yet. But I was venting and I vented to my sister via email, except for I did not forward the email to my sister.
Yeah.
I replied. Thinking.
That one hurt.
Oh, it hurt. And yeah, I called and just owned it right away and told her I was so sorry. And I hope that she would extend grace to me and understand my frustration as an adopted parent and how hard this has been. And would she please forgive me? And she forgave me. Woo! Thank you.
You know.
Oh, it was hard. Oh.
I laughed for days.
It was so
hard. Oh, my goodness.
And then I was like, Amy, whenever we can get the green light, I got to tell that story. And I guess we told it eventually.
I think maybe we mentioned it in passing. I don't know that we went into details, but it was fantastic.
Wow. The thing that I do, too, sometimes, if somebody sends me, like, I get in a fight with somebody, or somebody says, I'll screenshot the text and send it to somebody else. But sometimes I'll screenshot it and send it back to the person.
Oh, yes, so bad.
It's so bad. And as soon as you send it, you're like, no! And you wish you could take it back.
This one wasn't like I'd said anything rude or awful or embarrassing, but I did remember when I emailed our CEO an idea for the show thinking I was emailing a producer. And yeah. He's super busy, and he replied.
Yeah, she was like, yo, dude, what's up?
Yeah, I was like, no!
I get a random text from Amy last night that goes, hey, what do you think of this picture? It's a bunch of a... like a adult as an adult and some kids in a bathtub taking a bath together.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, why are you sending this to my phone?
Yeah, that's weird.
But
yeah. You're telling me I was going through my Insta stories and I follow Molly Sims. Y'all know who she is?
No.
Model.
Yeah. Blonde. And she's got three kids. And I'm going through and I'm like, just watching Insta stories. Bam. Next thing you know, on her Insta story is her in the bathtub with three of her kids. And I'm like, now I'm watching. I'm like, okay. Which it looked super cute. But then my husband was right there and he was like, who's that in the bathtub with their kids? I'm like, oh, it's Molly Sims. She's a model. This is her Insta story. And he's like, she's the mom? I'm like, yeah, she's the mom. Those are her kids. It's fine. She's taking a bath with her kids. It's not a big deal. He's like, how old are the kids? And I was like, well, so I Googled it and her son's in the bathtub. They all have no clothes on. Her son's in the bathtub. He's 5. And then she has a daughter that's 2 and then like a brand new baby in her lap that's sort of wrapped in a little towel.
Mm-hmm.
And then the mom's in there too, naked, and they're bathing. And I'm like, hey, it's efficient. I get it. You got 3 kids to bathe. You want to bathe yourself? Let's get this bath done. I'll hop in. But I don't know. My husband thought that was really weird. And I mean, I'm about to have a 9-year-old and a 6-year-old in the house. And I know their adopted is a little bit different. But I mean, I'm definitely not hopping in a bath with them naked, probably.
9's probably too old.
Too old, yeah.
Listen, what do I know about parenting except everything? But The
or nothing.
I mean, I don't know. Is it? Because I remember taking baths with my parents as kids. Maybe that's why I don't think it's that weird.
How old were you?
My husband thought it was so weird. I don't know my exact age. I mean, so my dad...
If you don't know your exact age, it's okay. I think five is about the cutoff. School, when you start going to school, I think that's the cutoff.
And it was probably more so my mom than like my dad. But I mean, I do. I've told you all this before and I cringe, but whatever. I'll just own it. I mean, I remember my parents just being in their bathroom naked when I was in there. Their bathroom was really open.
And, how old were you?
Well, 13? It had to have been before. I had 16? To have been. I was younger than eight. I know that because my dad left when I was eight, and I have few memories of him at my house. And one of them would be like how they used to just like get ready in the bathroom while I was in there.
I don't have an issue with nudity because I just think everybody has butts.
Okay.
I've said this before. We all have butts. I think five's okay.
Okay.
I think once you start going to school, it probably starts to be a thing. Where what if he tells his friends?
Yeah, like I bathe like with my mom.
Eddie, you have two kids.
Yeah. I don't judge. Like, I don't judge what other people do. But in my house, like, we locked the doors when we were even getting ready. Like, and I have a 3-year-old and a 9-year-old. And 3-year-old, he just stares. Like, even like 6 months ago, he would just stare at things. And we're like, okay, you're out. Like, you're not allowed in here anymore. So.
Like your privates?
Yes. Just like, no. Well, get.
Okay, as a non-parent, couldn't you use this as a learning piece? Be like, okay. We all have privates.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We tell him that, but we don't need to demonstrate anything.
Like, I'm not asking for a tutorial.
No.
Like we
But at three, you don't let him around naked daddy.
No. Or mommy.
And you wouldn't take a shower.
No.
Three. Nothing.
No.
At three, you wouldn't take a shower?
Three didn't seem crazy to me.
I feel like that'd be a way to get stuff done fast.
And like I said, we don't judge or anything, but we just don't do it at the house. No.
Well, good to know. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's... With parenting,
It's so hard.
You can't judge unless you're actually hurting the kid.
Right.
Like, these moms that breastfeed and their kids are like seven, like, that's so weird to me. But I'm
you
like.
You want to judge.
You do. Like, in your heart. In your heart, you want to be like, that's crazy.
Right.
But you really can't. Because it's not your kid. It's not your life.
No, yeah. She's
And you're not hurting them.
Correct.
Child. Yeah.
And as long as you're good to kids and animals, like, we're good. I'm good. You live your own life. Be good to kids and animals. And I'm on that. But Amy sent me a picture in person. I was like, what am I opening? Oh, I'm going to jail. I throw my phone away.
I knew I wanted to talk about it, and I wanted you to have a point of reference, you know?
Yeah, let's just hold those point of references to your laptop screen.
Okay.
And then you can be like, hey, we're
going to... bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because for a minute, I was like, must get rid of phone. Must crush phone. Must throw phone in the ocean.
Bobby Bones.
We're talking about taking kids and put them in the bathtub with you, and how old is okay? Because Amy sent me a picture of Molly Sims with three kids, a five, a two, and a baby. And I was like, I'm okay with it. At five, it starts to get a little dicey in my mind once you get into kindergarten. But every parent's different. As long as you're not hurting the kids, like, what? Who am I to say? But a lot of parents are on the phone now. Anna in Georgia, thank you for calling.
Hey, how are you guys this morning?
Really good. What would you like to say?
I just don't think that I think that the reason that people are so upset about it when they're that age is because we see things quite differently as adults, because our mind has been corrupted, if you will. Children are innocent. They don't understand why it would be weird unless somebody tells them that it's weird. Then it becomes weird.
Right.
So, I mean, when my kids, I mean, I don't think that I'm going to have an issue with that at all. I have almost a 2-year-old, and he bathes with us in the shower. And it's not weird at all.
Well, Lunchbox hates the idea of it.
I think it's absolutely weird and awkward. And then to post it on social media, totally inappropriate. Like,
what if it's her going, this is not a stigma that I think should exist, so I'm just going to put it out there that I do this.
You shouldn't put your naked kids on social
media.
They're
not naked. They're in the bath. You can only see, like, their heads.
Oh, well, either way, I'm not doing it. My parents would never have us in the bath. Because at 5 years old, you start to realize that women are attractive. And you don't know it.
What?
At five?
5 years old, huh?
Yes, dude. Are you kidding me? Huh.
I think I was probably 23.
Yeah.
And so at 5 years old, he doesn't realize that his mom is not supposed to be attractive to him. And if she's attractive... I'm sorry, but
so
if
wait,
I...
So wait, you thought your mom was hot at five?
No, I didn't think my mom was hot.
What I'm hearing here...
I'm saying...
Wow. I knew, Freudian.
Wow.
I think my mom's hot.
Yeah?
I knew that women were hot.
Uh-huh.
Like, I mean, second grade, I'm...
Second grade's different than five.
We know, you slap teacher on the butt. You tell us all the time.
All the time. Right. Every day.
Right.
So I'm just telling you, at 5 years old, it's inappropriate.
Mm, I don't know.
Kirsten in Point City, Florida. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. What would you like to say?
I was just going to say, we have a six-year-old in kindergarten who's a boy. We have two boys and two girls, and our six-year-old's our oldest. They all bathe together. None of them think it's weird. I think things become weird when adults make them weird. Kids have no sense of, like, yeah, he likes little girls in his class, but he doesn't put that with being naked or in a bathtub. You know, it's very innocent. They bathe with me and my husband both. And, I mean, they never say anything or have anything weird go on. They know boys and girls are different, and that's it.
Thank you for your call. I feel the same way. I think it's weird. If you tell them, it's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And Lunchbox and Eddie have elected to tell their kids it's weird, and that's just you guys being your own.
We don't tell. I don't tell my kids it's weird.
You kick
we
them
just
out.
Don't even
you
give them the chance
door.
To think it.
Yeah. If it doesn't exist, it's not weird or not
correct.
Weird.
Correct.
Yes?
Exactly.
When we play games on this show, if you win, you have a song that plays, like a winner theme. For example, Eddie's. This is a song that his uncle made.
Yeah.
Your uncle's band.
My tío Fufa.
Yeah. So when Eddie wins, he gets that one. When Lunchbox wins, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. When Amy wins, hers is Juicy by Better Than Ezra.
Better Than Ezra?
Yeah.
You know that?
Yeah.
I've never known that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. I think she's heard on a commercial.
That's a good one, Amy.
But I'm a huge Better Than Ezra fan, so for me, I was like... But Ray's mad because he didn't have a song. Raymond, our producer. And so... Raymond, what song would you like to suggest that we play if you win a game?
I have it up there for you. It's called... It's actually a swear word in the title, but it's...
Wait.
What? You can't have that.
You can't.
You just edited it, yeah.
Go ahead.
The title is Blow My Whistle Blank.
No.
Blow My Whistle.
Oh, no.
My
goodness.
Wait, can we even play
loud?
It?
Blow my whistle.
No.
Okay.
No.
What?
Why do you want that? Right?
When I win, I love that.
One, you don't play games because you make them.
If I ever play one,
you're so stupid. Is that beeped out?
It's just take it out.
Blow my whistle.
You're so stupid. I'm not doing this. I'm out.
So it's like a referee.
I'm out. I'm so dumb. I do like that Lunchbox is trying things. Like, he always talks about he wants to do more.
Yeah.
And then we're like, hey, what'd you do yesterday? And he's like, oh, I took a nap. He's like, what about tomorrow? Probably going to take a nap. So we've been on him a bit. And so tonight, you're emceeing an event.
Yes, I'm emceeing a charity event.
For?
Kid Power.
Oh, for the organization that you're with.
Yeah.
Okay.
They asked me to emcee it, and I'm all excited. I accept it. I'm ready. And then I get an email... couple days ago, it says, oh, by the way, we decided to make it you a co-host. We're going to have someone else host with you to keep you on track.
Did they say those words?
Yeah, keep me on track. And I'm like,
You're not someone that's known for your tracks, though, to be honest.
Yeah, well, I mean, my tracks may go sideways, and they're not straight line.
Is it a kind of a formal, nice event?
Yeah, but I felt like when they say, oh, we want you to host it, and then they come back a couple weeks later and they're like, we want you to co-host it because we brought someone in to keep you on track.
Who's the co-host?
Another girl that volunteers with them.
Like a country star or something?
No.
Like a TV anchor?
No. Huh. She's a elementary school teacher and then she volunteers there afterwards. So.
Okay.
Yeah, don't
be upset.
I shouldn't be offended.
Just go do a good job and next year maybe you do it by yourself.
Well, see, that's the thing. I feel like I'm getting demoted because the last 2 years I did it by myself and they invited me back.
Then you weren't on track last year. That's
but they invited me back as the MC and then 2 weeks later they say, oh, we brought someone in. Like, they don't think I can handle it? Like, should I just step away?
Huh.
I mean...
I think you got to use this opportunity to show them that you can do it.
Shine.
Yeah, outshine this girl.
So just don't let her talk.
Things, I have co-hosts all the time.
Yeah, I think
that's
it adds
too.
To it.
All the time. It doesn't matter.
Maybe they just decided to step up their game a little bit this year. And it's not that you did anything wrong. They just want to make it.
And no disrespect, but they stepped up their game with a non-personality. Like, Lunchbox is on the radio. Like,
yeah.
And thank she's a teacher.
What's your point?
Well, usually you get your co-hosts are like, you know, Brooklyn Decker, supermodels, you know, country artists, Darius, and those kinds of people.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's like
no disrespect. Maybe in the
because he acts like an elementary kid.
That's so true, too.
That's like the I Heart Country Festival. Uh-huh. You're the host of that.
Yeah, but I'm going to have a co-host.
Really?
Yeah. Last year was Brooklyn.
Yeah, Brooklyn was last year.
I don't know what's happening, but yeah, I'm totally cool with it because I have to go and like do things during the show, and the Raging Idiots are playing during the show.
Right. I get that, but you're gonna come out first and be like, "Yo!" No,
I'll be last year. Brooklyn and I walked out together.
Really?
And I didn't go, "Yo!"
And you weren't.
I think that you think things. You don't walk out and go, "Yo!" You're good. Just have a good time.
So I shouldn't go in there with a chip on my shoulder and angry.
No.
Like,
this is for a great cause. This is bigger than you. This isn't about you. It's about the kids.
Wow.
It is about the kids, but also when you're the MC, it's about you.
Okay. No, Bobby's always said it's not about you.
When you're just the MC, it's not about you. The worst thing you can do is make it about you.
Right.
Because people don't care.
So
you're thinking you got to think the opposite.
That will help you.
People aren't coming to watch the Lunchbox show.
Mm-hmm.
They're coming for the charity. You're like a referee. Go in there, do your job, and get out of the way.
Yeah.
That's like people, like, we stage announcements, you're a radio person on stage. Nobody cares. Hey, here's the band, and get out of the way.
Maybe I'll take the mic out of her, or the battery out of her microphone.
Oh, don't be rude.
Sabotage. Oh,
dude, nah.
No, tell me.
No, just have a good time. When is it? Tonight?
Tonight.
All right, let us know. That's how it goes. All right. You know who I've spent some time with? I didn't even know they were famous. Because I had never... And I don't mean this in a disrespectful way. I've never seen their show. But they are so nice. And I didn't know I know what they were from.
Oh.
The Chrisleys?
Mm-hmm.
Who's that?
Oh, that show?
Yeah.
Their reality show.
You hung out with them?
I've hung out with Todd a couple of times.
Oh!
Listen.
It's a couple?
No, it's a family, apparently.
Oh, yeah, they are.
Yeah, it's called Chrisley Knows Best.
People love
their show.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got here.
I hung out with Todd first at a charity event. Hung out again at the ACMs. And I had no idea it was on a TV show. I just like lived in town. He was a super nice guy. And we would just like talk. And someone was like, "Hey, I saw you with Todd Chrisley." I was like, "Oh, you know Todd?" And they were like, "Well, I don't know him. I saw him on his TV show." He has a daughter named Savannah.
Mm-hmm.
Hung out with her for like half an hour.
Yeah.
That's cool. Super nice. I had no idea they were on a TV show.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently they're super famous.
Have you ever seen the show?
No.
Huh. I have a few times.
And this is not a disrespectful thing. I've never seen the show. All I'm saying is they're just normal folks.
Yeah.
And they are super nice.
And that's kind of cool that they're
cooler.
Yeah, I agree.
That's crazy. You didn't know you're hanging out with a celeb.
I didn't. Yeah.
It's cool that they were super nice and awesome in person because they are on TV, but you know, sometimes the reality TV people, they get like a big head and then they can act like they're too good for you or something.
Not the case at all. They didn't even bring up they were on a TV show.
That's cool.
I was just like, this is a nice family.
Was it weird having the cameras and not knowing there
were no cameras?
He would know that.
I would know.
Yeah.
But so if you're a fan of the show, just know that I've met them and they are as normal as could possibly be as far as like not being, I'm on TV and I'm too cool.
That's always good to know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it when you get that effect than the opposite.
And they've had 5 seasons. Like, it's a successful show.
What? Yeah, they've been around for a while.
It's
crazy.
It's not like brand new. Uh-huh. Originally filmed in like Georgia. It's on USA, I think. And then they did this last season in Nashville.
Well, again, if this sounds disrespectful, I'm really sorry. I've never seen the show, but they are absolutely kind.
Cool.
That's awesome. All.
Good to know.
I was talking to a friend yesterday and she was talking about the show and I was like, what? Huh? On TV? Something else I wanted to mention. So Luke Pell was one of the people on The Bachelorette.
Yes.
Because he came in studio once, but I don't watch The Bachelor or Bachelorette.
Yeah, remember when he... Yeah.
No, I remember coming in.
Okay, cool.
But I've never seen him on the show. So Ray tweets me, Ray, what happened with Luke Pell yesterday?
It's hilarious. News broke. Rumors and all this alleged stuff.
Like, what news? Like, is this like CNN or is this like somebody's blog?
This dude was running a Ponzi scheme on chicks.
I'm going to guess not CNN, but...
I need to know your source.
I mean, it was all over the
was
internet.
It? Yeah, all I know is I saw Ray tweet a picture and was like, we need to check with Morgan's timeline. This was 9 months ago. And I was like, is Morgan pregnant?
What?
But I didn't. What? All I saw was the 9 months thing.
Is Morgan what?
So,
not pregnant.
Okay,
no.
So what happened?
Well, Reality Steve broke and then all these other chicks agreed.
Oh wow. There are confirmations.
And like 5 of them.
Okay, go ahead.
I believe Reality
Steve. Well, anyway, so apparently he was telling all these chicks, hey, I'm going to be the next Bachelor.
Okay.
And I'm going to date you exclusively. I'll bring you on my season.
as long as you don't post anything about Instagram, Twitter, about our relationship.
So he was saying this to lots of girls.
Yeah, he was saying, I'll bring you on my season, and I'll take you to the end, and I'll marry you.
He was saying that to multiple...
Five confirmed chicks.
Like, there's this one girl right here. She posted, I'm about to be cast on a really popular reality show on her Instagram back in September. And all these other girls, and...
Got him. He's like the Bernie Madoff of the Bachelor.
So, Bobby, do you remember when we had him on, how he legit thought he was going to be the next Bachelor? Like, he had his bags packed, ready to go. We talked about it. And then he was like, and then 180, they went with the other dude.
Oh, because they probably found out.
Yes,
they
found
out. I don't know what he was nice when he was up here. I don't know anything about him.
According to Reality Steve, they went with Nick Vile or whatever his last name is because they felt like he was more genuine about finding love than Luke.
I have no problem with genuine or not genuine. It's a TV show.
Right, but...
You can tell 100 girls you're going to marry
them. But they must have got onto his scheme and said, wait a minute, we can't be having all these girls that think they're...
But why not, though?
It would have made great
drama. It seems like it would have been a better show if they would have had Luke Pell on with all these girls and expose it while the show's going. Like
busted!
Like, that's the best TV show. I think they messed up by not casting Luke Pell now. Wow, that's pretty dramatic, though, huh? Morgan, did he ever get your number?
No.
Morgan, don't lie. I know you have a boyfriend now.
Yeah.
Morgan, I'm asking you this. I want you to be honest on the air. Honest question here. Did Luke Pell get your number?
He did not get my number.
Has any artist ever come in and asked you for your number?
No.
Uh-oh. Hesitation.
Why did you stutter?
Because it depends on what it's for. Well, some artists I've worked directly with.
No. I'm talking about work.
Okay, no artist has asked for my number in that sense.
In an intermediate way, have they?
No.
You're lying. I just wanted to test you out because that is not true because I know for a fact they have.
Really?
Who? Oh,
yeah, they've asked about her.
Write it down.
No.
I'm
not going to.
I wonder if Luke Pell, did you ever communicate with him via social media? Maybe
did he ever tell you you were going to be on The Bachelor if you married him?
Yeah.
I was not one of Luke Pell's women.
Huh.
Wow.
Go ahead. He what?
He has messaged me on Instagram.
Yes, he
was. I did. He slid into her DMs. Jerry.
Wow.
Wait, Morgan, just think about it. You could have been one of these girls in the story.
Dang.
What did the message say? What
did it say?
You know what? I don't remember.
Oh, I think he said, we know you have it saved.
Yeah, pull it up.
I think I remember her saying that he said to her in the hall. Didn't he tell
she
you in the hall?
She posted on Instagram. Like, and then I saw her see him at the Halloween show that we were at, and she was like all kind of flirty.
Wait a minute. He's a really good looking guy.
He's so cute, yeah.
What's the problem? First of all, he did nothing. The fact that I'm standing up for him is crazy.
No, I'm wrong. It was smart.
I mean, he lied to them.
Okay, he's good looking, super fit, and seems like a genuine, well, I don't know.
I don't know, but
his reputation from what I know, and I hung out with him at iHeart in Vegas, seemed like a genuinely nice, respectable, upstanding.
His reputation? How do you know reputation?
From what from other girls, I've talked to girls that have known him.
I'm probably going to marry you?
No.
I'd have good respect
and
for that, too.
Spent a little bit of time with him. I just thought he was this quality dude. I do find it weird. This is a little shady, and I'm shocked he did it. That's how quality I thought he was. Mm. Not that this makes him bad, but I mean, he was lying to these girls.
He was lying to the girls, but again, don't hate the player.
I hate the game, man.
No. Hey. Morgan, what did he say? What did he say to you?
I'm not finding the message.
Oh, God.
Come on, bring them.
She's got a lot of DMs.
Ray's watching her go through all these dudes. You still with your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
We're great. He's gonna love this segment, though.
That's part of life.
Hey. Yep. It is.
Welcome to the show.
Come on.
If he can't stand the heat right now, he better get out.
He needs to get out the Morgan
kitchen.
What
you got? This is nothing.
What you got, Morgan? You got it?
He responded to one of my pictures that I was hashtag camo goals.
And?
With a heart emoji.
He heart emoji.
That's it.
And I didn't respond, actually.
Oh, okay.
Wow. He used subtle. He used heart emojis.
Subtle but powerful.
Yeah.
That's deep.
That is legit.
That's a pretty fun story, huh?
Oh, so awesome. He is playing the game.
Is he speaking out yet about it?
Oh, he's...
If you're any of these girls, call us.
Yeah. or if Luke wants to give his side.
No, because his side will be his side. I want to hear from the girls.
Oh.
Man, one of them was favorite, Jubilee.
We are fair and balanced.
Fan favorite?
Jubilee,
Never messed with a fan favorite.
Yeah.
All right. I don't even know if this stuff's true. You know what? And again, I really couldn't care less.
That is the best move of a non-bachelor ever.
It would have been a better TV show if they would have pulled them all on and then exposed it during the show. It'd have been the greatest. But there you go. As they say in life, live and let live.
Okay.
Right?
Life.
Yep. Bobby Bones Show. On yesterday's show, there was an issue, and it wasn't pleasant. And what happened was, I went to Vegas for the ACMs, and all the show pulled their money, and I bet it all on red, and it hit red. And we all doubled our money, right? And so I gave Mike D, who's never been to Las Vegas, who's never been in a casino, I gave him you guys' chips so he could take care of the money and cash it in. And so he took care of the chips, and he brought them back with him from Vegas to Nashville. He did not know the difference. And Lunchbox Eddie were so mad at him.
Yeah, I still have not got an apology from him.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
Nothing.
Mike D, they like an apology.
I'm sorry.
He's sorry.
To who?
By the way, get closer to the microphone. Our boss just messaged me and said to talk closer to the microphone in the glass room.
And sound genuine.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I am sorry. Like, I didn't know.
He did not know.
Yeah, it's
so
okay.
So Mike D has all pulled together $1,000.
He has?
No. Then chips.
Oh.
Dang.
That real cash.
So he's got two $500 chips. And he even took a picture of them yesterday and posted them on Twitter. Here's what the listeners think we should do.
Okay.
38% say mail the chips to Vegas and get the money back.
Is that, can you do that?
No idea.
Okay.
Can you do, Ray, can you do that?
That's what Lunch was saying yesterday.
I have never
mailed
chips.
Okay.
Like a betting slip, you can. I don't know about just random chips.
No, 24% say send Mike D back to Vegas himself on his own dime.
Yep.
No.
On his own dime. Wow.
17% say have Ray cash them in when he goes to Vegas end of the month.
Yeah!
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
13% say have Bobby spot the money.
I like that one.
I like that one.
Of course.
And 8% say just make Mike pay for it.
No.
I mean,
No.
Tough. I know that's going to be hard for him.
No, it's not going to be hard for him because he ain't doing it.
I'm just saying, if he wanted to.
I will spot you guys the money for a 10%.
No.
No.
Okay, then I'm
not
spotting.
We already said
we're
not doing that.
Good, cool.
Just be patient.
I mean,
because
I felt like a little bit you're responsible
for
this.
Yeah, do you feel like
a little bit responsibility? Like, I mean,
just a fair question.
As a
0%.
What?
You feel like you have 0% responsibility for this.
Absolutely. I don't think Mike has any responsibility either.
What?
What are you all talking about?
We gave you our money.
I'm confused.
We gave you,
we
Bobby
trusted
Bones,
you.
Our money.
I also could have just acted like I lost it and kept it.
Well, that would be really mean.
Yeah.
So, and karma would come back.
Karma would
get
you.
You're going to get your money. Because it was a mess up on Mike D's. He learned a lesson. So, Ray, when do you go to Vegas?
We haven't booked it yet.
Oh,
see,
my
he
goodness.
Doesn't even go. He just wants to go.
Well, here's the issue. So, Eddie sends me a note last night.
Yeah, I send you a note. Because
and it's a personal note.
Yes, and I didn't really want to talk about it, but it's just a part of life, and I know right now everyone's dealing with it, but my wife and I did the numbers last night, and we're going to have to file an extension on our taxes.
Oh.
Yeah.
People do that?
Okay, I've never done that in my life. Never.
Okay.
So, and I know that other people do it, and I just felt like we may not have to file it if I had my money in hand.
What does the money have to do with your taxes?
Oh, I can pay my taxes without filing an extension.
I believe...
Not saying that $200 is going to pay for it all.
That's what you're saying. And I believe you gave $100 already.
Yes.
So what if you just kept that money?
The $100?
Yeah.
Well, I'd still be missing a hundo.
Okay. No, you wouldn't be missing it.
And then part of the problem is you owe Lunchbox $40 for betting another
correct.
Bet.
Part,
that's
the
correct.
Problem is that you have a gambling problem.
Yeah.
Well, not... Says you...
From someone who's had a gambling problem before, you have a gambling problem.
Okay.
So I did life a little wrong last year with it. I thought we were going to save money for taxes, but we didn't.
Okay.
We ended up paying debt and stuff, and when it came down to it, we didn't have enough money to pay taxes.
Oh, no.
So we're going to have to file for an extension. I'm just saying we still have, when's tax day? The 18th?
18th, yeah.
We still have some time.
So you need $200 so you don't have to
with
file
the Masters going on.
Because you bet on
money,
the Masters.
Right, correct.
If you win the Masters bet.
I may not have to file an extension.
What do you want from me?
$200 and my $200 that you all owe me, one.
Yeah.
And if there's any work around the house or the work, any extra stuff that I can do like in the next couple of weeks.
You're also looking for like jobs from
anything. Like Amy mentioned in the Bobbycast, like if, do some research for her for the skinny.
No, I can, no.
That's part of your job.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
Like, is there anything I can do extra?
Wow.
This is me opening up. Like just saying, hey, I have 2 weeks, less than 2 weeks, to get some money together.
Just file an extension.
Oh boy, our boss just texted me.
What did he say?
He says he filed an extension too. Don't feel bad.
He gave me a bunch of money to gamble too. I ain't got back to him yet.
Oh man. So anyway, what do you think?
I think that when Ray goes to Vegas, he'll get your money. Okay. DJ Silver also said he's going. We can give
him. He did, but then he came back and said for a fee too. He's like, he's just like you. And I also saw that Cam is going. She's playing a show this weekend. Maybe we can send her the money.
Y'all are really looking for anybody and everybody that's going.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. God, this is $200. I don't know what $200 is for you, but this is make or break for me.
First of all, you gave $100 in.
To get to win $100.
Okay.
Eddie.
It was a good investment.
Thank you.
I need to confirm this. I don't know. My husband might be going to Vegas next weekend to meet up with some people. So what if he is going, maybe next weekend my husband could do it.
I think you should get off Mike D, though.
Yeah.
No, we did. I'm cool with him.
Yeah.
And I understand it's an honest mistake, and he did apologize, so that's done. Now let's talk about how we're going to get this money back.
Let's focus on the positive.
You have a gambling problem.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just telling you right now. You're always gambling. You're always online. You're hiding it from your family.
No, my wife knows.
Not all of it. She doesn't.
Eddie,
no, she doesn't.
Bet him you don't have a gambling problem.
No, stop it. That's a trap.
How much do you want to bet? I'll bet.
Okay.
You don't tell her all of it.
I do. 100% all of it.
You don't.
I do.
And you know why? I also know because you hide it from me, too. Because I walk in and you take your screen. Yeah. He hides it from me, too. His friend. Because he's embarrassed of it. Because I walk in.
Wait, you have a screen?
Oh, yeah. They do it on the computer. Him and Lunchbox both do. And I'll walk in and they'll go, whoop, and they'll hit the minimize and they'll get off their gambling screens.
Lunchbox is laughing like this is true.
Because they know.
That's just on Thursdays with golf tournaments.
Okay, two things I'm taking from this. One is it's totally okay to file for an extension. Go for it. People do it. Nothing wrong with that. Two, Bobby's right. I think you have a gambling problem.
You have two kids, a wife,
and
a gambling problem. Mm-hmm. And you need to get rid of one of those things.
Two kids, wife, gambling problem.
Which one do you prefer to
get rid of? Let me think about it.
Oh, no.
It's just too much.
Yeah. I think you just deflected on trying to get us our money, but I
exactly.
Okay.
You
that's
all right. From your
responsibility. We spent the whole time talking about my gambling problem, and you did not address how we're going to get our $200.
Yes, I did. Amy's husband. Or a Cam, or I hear George Strait's playing again there, and I go, punch.
George!
We'll see, that's George.
That's awesome.
So, you'll get it back soon.
All right.
Good luck, my friend.
Thank you. Want me to do some research for you, Amy? Anything? I love that sound.
Sure. I'll give you $1.
Yeah, $1. Lunchbox, how cool is that set?
It's all fake, man. Yeah. Sounds like those chips Mike brought back.
Tomorrow, Low Cash comes in. We'll play the Bobby Feud with Low Cash, like Family Feud. Also, Lauren Atlanta stops by. We'll probably do a clean joke battle. So, a couple of fun guests tomorrow and the Friday morning dance party. Appreciate you being here today. To hear the whole show back, you go over to iHeartRadio, search Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Also, a new Bobby Cast up. Last night, spent about an hour and a half talking country music and life and the NFL with Matt Overton. So there's a new Bobby Cast up at iHeartRadio, or go to iTunes and subscribe there. Thanks for being here on Thursday. We appreciate you. You can be listening to anything in the world. We're just thankful that you hang out with us in the morning. We'll see you tomorrow. Okay, bye. Bobby Bones.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
From iHeart Podcasts.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
I'm Paul Pringle, an investigative reporter for the LA Times. Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.